Okay, here's an interesting article here from the Voice of America. Well, it seems that the economic recovery is happening in the US. The US Commerce Department has said, this published 28th of January, yesterday, the economy grew at a faster pace in the last 3 months of 2010, expanding at an annual rate of 3.2%. This is sort of in stark contrast to the complete lack of any recovery in the UK. And of course, we were speaking on a podcast yesterday about the way in which both America and the UK have complete opposite opinions as to how to get out of the recession. Well, clearly the American model seems to be working better. So experts say it's another sign that the worst of the economic crisis is over. The US economy is still not growing fast enough to bring down unemployment, says Mill Arkega. That's the reporter, I believe, at the VOA. The US economy picked up speed in the final months of 2010, fueled by a surge in exports and the strongest consumer spending in 4 years. Economists say the gains should help alleviate concerns about the threat of another recession. This is very interesting, because if the economy picked up speed at the end of 2010 due to a surge in exports, well, our exports are flat, and the strongest consumer spending in 4 years. We had a terrible time this year because of the snow, apparently. Consumer spending disappeared. So maybe whatever David Cameron and George Osborne are doing, maybe that's not necessarily the best thing to do. Well, it's interesting. Do you have any comments on this particular issue? Have you got any advice to give the people in charge of the British economy? Well, Kevin Flanagan is a financial analyst at Morgan Stanley, and said, "I think we have changed the conversation now to a more sustainable recovery, and hopefully one now that moves into expansion. Consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of the US economy, grew 4.5 percentage points in the fourth quarter, while sales of US-made goods to foreign buyers rose 10%. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said the numbers suggest improving confidence in the US recovery, but he admits the economy needs to grow faster to reduce the nation's high unemployment. You know, it's not a boom. It's not an expansion that's going to offer the possibility of a rapid decline in the unemployment rate. But I think there's much more confidence now that it's sustainable, much more confidence that we're able to avoid the risk of slipping back into recession," he said. Overall, the US economy grew almost 3% last year, a sharp improvement over 2009, when the economy shrank more than 2%. Despite the gains, the initial GDP numbers came in slightly below market expectations of 3.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged more than 150 points on Friday's close, but analysts blame much of the decline on higher oil prices and worries about unrest in the Middle East. Yeah, it's very difficult to blame what's happening on your stock market by sort of domestic events. It's nearly always oil prices or something happening somewhere in the world, some sort of, it could be a civil war, it could be a natural disaster. So you can't really sort of, I mean, that's painting a very positive picture, and then at the very end, however, the Dow Jones isn't doing very well. But I think that I think you have to separate what's happening with the Dow Jones from all of the other what seems to be quite positive news. So excellent. I hope the British government gets to read this, because I think that the policy seems to be the other way, rather than looking after the economy and waiting until we can see growth before cutting services. They've just gone straight for the cuts, expecting the private sector to pick up the slack where the public sector has cut back, but it hasn't happened, and it's not looking too good. So the US economy grew by 3.2% in the fourth quarter.